This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Wine in a Box has come a very long way, but despite the dramatic increase in quality, there is a real downside to thinking inside the box. The spoils of New Age wine packaging after this.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
There are plenty of really good wines now available in a box rather than a bottle. And one of the advantages to bag-in-the-box containers is freshness. That's because as the wine is consumed, air is not allowed to get into the container, and exposure to air can cause a wine to go south pretty quickly. However, while boxed wine is not overly susceptible to damage caused by exposure to oxygen, researchers at the University of California, Davis now say that if you bag it and box it, you better refrigerate it. In the most comprehensive study to date on how storage temperature affects wines with different packaging systems, UC Davis researchers found that bag-in-box wine is more vulnerable to warmer storage temperatures than bottled wine. The UC Davis researchers found that warmer storage temperatures produced significant changes in the wine, and those changes were much more dramatic in the bag-in-the-box wine than bottled wine. The study concluded that boxed wine stored at 68 to 104 degrees Fahrenheit aged significantly faster than did the bottled wine. So if you can't bear to cool down your Cabernet, you may want to think out of the box. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.